very, very cool. Okay. So I will let Robin's going to be moderating today, and I'm calling you from Coronado Island, just south of San Diego. So we're kind of doing a little different since I'm in a different an office. The topic for today's call, and I just wanted to check, perhaps Robin, you can send me, if you're listening to the call, or someone can send me an email. I just want to make sure that the volume is good before I move on, that it's clear, because I'm using Bluetooth right now. Someone can send me a Facebook message and just let me know. So the topic of today's call is activating your money flow, activating your income flow. And it's a really, I feel like, especially in this community, it's something, it's that topic that comes up again and again. You know, how do we clear the money blocks and open up to receiving? So you get in that place where you're in flow. And there's a couple things I want to mention, I want to talk about before. Okay, good. Cindy just said I sound great, so perfect. There's a couple things I want to talk about before we get started that's about this topic. So first of all, in the inner circle and in the other groups we have, when I share with you prompts, the work that we do, this energy work, is specifically tailored to what you need. And so when I give a prompt in the Facebook group for you to contribute, like thinking about what are your blocks, what are the triggers, what are the things that are standing between you and this topic, creating more money flow. It's really important for those that are new in the group, and I'm just kind of rehearsing this, the topic is grow and multiplying your income. It's really important to frame what you say in the positive, because you are a creator. We are all creators. And what we put out into the world is what we're creating. So it's really good practice. Often we're not even conscious of what we're creating, because we're just on autopilot. And so it's a good practice to say, to first think about what are those triggers, and then write it as an affirmation and when you contribute. And also because the inner circle, the groups that we have, the community, it's a sacred space. And it's important that as we plug in there, as you show up and we're sharing, that it has a high vibration. Not that we can't share the challenges that we have. It's not that like you have to act like everything's sugar-coated, candy, like everything's perfect in my life. Not that at all. But that, because sometimes, you know, we have challenges. Lose jobs, there's a temporary space where you're like, okay, where's the money? but even when you share, you want to shift into the positive and thinking about the solution. Like, this is what's showing up right now, and then start focusing on the solution. And here's what I know. I am sitting in a place where more money is coming in than going out. We have plenty of reserves. We have financial freedom. We do not have debt. If I use it, it's in the credit cards, we've paid off that month. And you know, so many of you know my story. It wasn't always like that. And what's interesting, though, we had repeatedly I made mistakes with money and racking up the credit card debt, spending more than we had. Filling up a hole inside. And, you know, there were times when I wake up in the middle of the night with, you know, just that anxiety. You're like wondering where is the money going to go? But the funny thing is, I just recently picked up some old journals back from 5 years ago when I really first, six years ago, when I really first started practicing really consciously that the tools that we're talking about, that I've been sharing with you. And if you go back and read my journal, and even last year, 5 years ago, you would not get that there was ever struggle or financial struggle. Because in my journal, I wrote affirmations. I wrote to my angels. I wrote what I wanted to create and what I focused on. I focused on the successes, on what I was grateful for. If there was something that I had a challenge with, I wrote to my angels and asked, how can I heal this in my marriage? What is my part? And so it was always focused on solutions. And so the reason I'm sharing this is that if you were to read my journals, it was in a certain vibration. I was already in the vibration of where I am today. I consciously created the money flow that I'm enjoying today. My whole focus, even last year, over a year, year and a half ago, I was obsessed with tipping points. Some of you may remember that I did a summit on From Turning Points to Tipping Points, and I interviewed all these experts who were, you know, had seven-figure businesses, and I was really curious, how did you get from that place where you made a turning point in your life to creating that tipping point where just, like, you can't, the floodgates of money and success, and you can't really stop it? Napoleon Hill talks about that in Think and Grow Rich. He says, when you, and I'm just paraphrasing, but when you finally figure this out and start mastering your thoughts and the money starts coming in, you'll be wondering where it had been all this time, because it just opens up. So that's the focus of this call, to get you in that vibration. Now, as I share this, it wasn't like I practiced these tools. I cleared my blocks, and then lo and behold, within 24 hours, within 30 days, I got to where I'm at today. It wasn't like that. But at the same time, I can remember 5 years ago when we had a place where, debt racked up again, wondered how we were going to do this, children's tuition. And there was I remember we went to, I went on a house hunting trip, and my dad and my stepmom were watching the kids. And we came back, and I had this water that I purchased. It was alkaline water. And somehow it had leaked all over our eucalyptus floors. And so we got the insurance. People came out. They inspected it, everything. And they wrote us a check for, I think at the time it was $12,000. It was just what we needed. So they wrote us a check. We received the check. And then when the four people came out afterwards, they said, well, you know what? Actually, this is drying up. I really don't think you need to replace your floor. And so it really was this gift from the universe. You might say that that was just someone who's not a believer in the law of attraction, the creation, how to use these tools, and say, okay, that's just a coincidence. The same thing happened a few years later. Again, a leak on our floors. We were living in Maryland. Similar situation. I mean, I hope you get that I have made the mistakes with the money, and I have broken through it. So I get, I totally get it, and I also know that you can completely release those blocks and heal your relationship with money. So that time, again, practicing these principles, we had a leak, and I think it was, there's just this leak in the wall of when they put this security system in our laundry room. They put this tiny little leak, it drilled into a pipe, and so it caused a leak on the floors. Again, we have, it was like Brazilian cherry wood. We had a huge floor space, and they wrote us a check for $34,000. Insurance came, gave it to us, everything. And when the four people came, they said, you know, I mean, we could go ahead and replace these floors, or, you know, you could wait and see, you know, how it works. And so I'm sharing this with you because, not to say that, you know, I didn't expect that that would happen. I wasn't attached to that. But these principles work, and even as, you know, along the path of getting to where I'm at today, around money, and I'm still growing and learning, but I really am in a place where I am a wise financial steward of our resources, and that was not always true. Like, I feel that, and I'm in a place where I seek in a place of love to create wealth and not the drama over money. So I hope that I share that because to be patient as you clear these blocks, that you will see and to expect those miracles. But also to be patient that as you're activating and growing, growing your income, multiplying your income, to expect that, and then be patient because that is a journey. And but what is so important is what you're putting out today. And so looking back, look at your journals, look at the emails that you send out. Look at how are you using your words to grow and multiply your income. Are you in that vibration today? I am really careful about what I put out, especially when it comes to creating abundance. So I hope I'm hearing a little background noise, so I'm hoping it's good. It seems like where I'm at right now, the bars kind of switch around. So with that, I'm excited to get onto this topic because I love it. I love helping you to create flow because it's so, so fun. So the first thing, let's see here. Everyone just take a deep breath. And I'm just checking in with everyone's energy. Permission to connect with everyone here on the call. And I'm going to just, let's see here. Yeah, I think it's okay. So the first thing, I want to first just bolster everyone's connections because sometimes we don't go over that. And when you think about your connections, when I say this, like, I'm connected to self. My body and spirit are connected. My heart and mind are connected. I'm connected to this earth, this life, in this moment. I'm connected to my core female energy. I have a healthy connection to food. I'm connected to the infinite flow of money. And I'm also doing a quick connection for those that are listening to the replay later. So let's do that first. And for those of you that are new to this, because we have so many new members in our community, we have some really just so many amazing new members that have just joined. This is the Inner Circle, and this is our monthly group call, and this is for all of my clients in A-Live, those that I work with privately, my VIP clients, and so this is our community where we all get together, and each month it's on a different topic. So, and if you are new to this or you haven't contributed, you can just go to the Inner Circle in the Facebook group. And there's a prompt that I say, what blocks do you want cleared? What are the challenges and limiting beliefs that are standing between you and your ability to multiply your money and income? And so that is really that. I want to share one more thing first, and that is that tool. I know I've shared this before, but it bears repeating. So last year when we were in a place of didn't know where the money was coming, one of the things I did every night many, many nights, especially if I was in a place of, you know, where I feel kind of like, I just imagined. I closed my eyes and I imagined looking out of my bedroom and looking out at the ocean. I imagined the feelings, the laughter, the light in the house, that feeling of freedom. And I did something too, which I'll share with you on the call. I hope it's appropriate. When I would make love with my husband, now sex and making love is a very powerful act of creation. And Napoleon Hill talks about it. He calls it, it's like, I think it's the power of like sex transmutation. Like he talks about how love and sex, I mean, it's just this power to create, and that when you combine them together, it really will catapult you. He writes about how that's why most successful people do not become successful until after they're 40. Especially, and of course, he wrote this back in the 20s, so it's not always, you know, he was focusing more on men. But when you think about younger people, when you're spending so much energy trying to find love, that's where your energy is going. But when they settle down and get married and they have that kind of that stability, they're able to really focus their energy and create wealth. So I encourage you to go back and read that. So this is a little personal, but when I would, if you're married, this absolutely works. When I would make love, one of the things I would imagine is same scene, here we are, but instead we're in our bedroom next to the ocean, in this house with this financial freedom, and I would imagine just piles and piles of cash, just like, just kind of raining down on our house, just all of this wealth. And it's because, especially because when you're in your body and you are, you know, it's just a very powerful act when you're making love, and then to use your mind to create at that same time. It's in a way you're almost like you're embodying it, if that makes sense. It's not just the sort of like make-believe thing because you're in the same action, but instead it's where you really want to be. And sort of like you're taking this quantum leap and calling that vision to you. So I hope that that makes sense. If it makes sense for you, try it. It absolutely works. And probably because you're not so much in your head, you are hopefully more in your body. And go back and read Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, That Power. I could feel like that brought up something for at least someone just talking about that, especially because it has to do, you know, we think about our second chakra, because I can feel some tied up energy right now, just bringing that up. And I'm just connecting with one of your energies in the second chakra. And your second chakra has to do with money and sex. So interesting how that's interconnected. So I'm going to, because I can feel that right now, let's, and it's good. It's good if I said something and that triggered something for you. That is good. So this is our sacral chakra. We're going to balance that out first. My life is right and good. I'm visible. It's my birthright to have my needs met. I'm comfortable in my body. I'm grateful for this body as it is now. I'm supported and appreciated by the ones I love. I'm attracting like-minded people who support and love me. I am wealthy, and it's okay with God if I have money. So let's balance this out first. And then anything in childhood, if you have any blocks, any emotional blocks in your childhood that are preventing you from aligning with the truth of these affirmations, we're going to release those now. I release these now. And anything in adolescence. And then I feel something also in the third chakra that's come up. And that's having to do with identity and personal power. I deserve a great life. I deserve joy and happiness. I have value. I'm confident and secure. I'm one success after another success. I deserve inner peace. I'm attracting the help I need. I'm open to new ways of doing things. I forgive myself and others. So let's clear that. Okay, so anything, again, we're going to clear anything in childhood. Yeah, so I think when I was sharing with you that tool to really activate your imagination and to create during the act of making love with your partner, we are creators. We are creators, and we're made in the image of deity. We have, I believe that's our divine, it's our divine inheritance to create. And so there's so much that we have, especially in the West, that, like our attitude about sex. And, you know, like, I don't know, that we've either separated or we've kind of cheapened it. But it's a godly act. And so, you know, really incorporating that to our power to create the life that we want, that we desire, that's aligned with our heart. It's super, super powerful. And the fun thing is that it's a fun way to activate that tool. There's no attachment. It's like, okay, well, let's just play with this and see what happens. So, yeah. Okay, so let's go back. Let's go and I'm going to go through what you've all shared in the inner circle. And then if we have time, we'll open up the lines. Robin is moderating the calls, and so later we'll have you go star 2 to raise your hand, and then we'll take it. There's some specific things that we need to get, or if you're not yet feeling a shift, and maybe there's something deeper that we need to release. So let me just see first. Do we need to clear something else now? We could go straight. Okay. So I'm just reading the energy and seeing where do we need to go first. I release the belief that my clients can't afford me. I attract clients who are willing to pay, who are willing to invest in my services, who are willing to invest in receiving the value that I provide. I release people who will only want services covered by insurance. I attract clients that participate in their care and are willing to invest in their health. I am worth it. They are worth it. I believe and I trust in this. And as I raise my prices, that I attract clients who are willing to pay and invest. I clear the thoughts that are limiting my income. I release the belief that I'm not good enough. I am enough. I am more than enough. I release the belief that I should settle for less and get by. I have more than enough time to be efficient, to find solutions. I release the belief that I'm too old. This is the perfect time for me to create wealth. I am so excited and thrilled and honored to be an example to others of how to create wealth. I love how I'm manifesting solutions to my money situation. I'm ready to be making more money from my full program, from my new clients. And for you, what is it that you want to be making if you're ready to be making more and more money? because not, I know not everyone's a coach or a healer. I am grateful for the opportunity to, if that's your dream, is to retire your husband or a partner to retire. Let's see. Yeah, there's a question here about if there's some sort of, like let's say you have, for those of you, sometimes we have, like, we have this desire to grow and to multiply our income, but then there could be a block, like a cross current, that's stopping the flow. So, for example, I actually, even though, I mean, I love the work that I do, I love where my company is going, I still had, I had a block about doubling my income. I had a block about, it's just a thing about, like, switching those roles. And you know, my husband was always the provider. And, you know, it was kind of, it's, I mean, it's nice to just turn it over to someone else and be like, can you do this? And that was just our relationship. And so I just had, I had some underlying, like, subconscious fear about that. And so just noticing that little kind of tweak in my tongue was like, oh, that's, like, that's preventing my flow. So let's just see. If you have any block of, I release, for you, when you think about, let's just do this because everyone's in a different place. Some of you have partners, some of you don't. Some, it might be something else that is, when you think about multiplying your income, whether it's doubling it, tripling it, quadrupling it in the next year. Let's just first, I want you to think about what is the number you have today. Let me just even think in terms of a monthly income. And this idea of doubling it or quadrupling it. I mean, everyone's in a different place. So it might be doubling it. It might be quadrupling it. I mean, tripling it. What is a block that comes up for you? What is that little fear? And let's just release it. I'm willing to release it. It is safe for me to step up into this new role, to multiply my income. I'm open to receiving this income. I'm worthy and deserving of it. It is okay to change, to like maybe to shift our roles, that I trust myself, I believe in myself, I release any investment in like a traditional roles. It's like, let's say you're in a marriage or partnership. For instance, I had a client once who, she was a massage therapist, and she wanted to grow her income, but she was separated from her husband. And they were good friends, and they've been separated for many years, and their only connection was, and he was affluent, was that he would still pay for her. He supported her. And it was like this weird, and there was just a comfort, and there was a way that they connected. Okay, just a second. I have to push okay.
The moderator has left the conference.
Cut us off. I was trying to do something with the engine here because my office is in the car right now while my kids are on the bay jet skiing. Yes, so anyways, I was talking about a client I had, and there was a connection. Receiving this money was kind of, there was still some sort of like love connection and so for her to grow her wealth, to really grow her money, would mean that she'd have to let go of this other support. And so there was a conflict. And so she wasn't willing to let go. She wasn't willing to let go of that yet and bust through that. And so it's really important to pay attention and to be honest and to look at, what is my investment in staying where I am at right now? What is the payoff? What am I getting from where I'm at? And sometimes you think, okay, well, I'm not getting anything. It sucks right now. Like, what am I getting? But even if it's like if you're sick, if you have, like, there's a way we get attention. There's a way that we get love and connection by staying where we're at. And so it's important to say that and say, okay, well, this is a way, that I still get, stay connected. So, and then sharing that and saying, I want to release that. So for you, I want you to register, like if you feel that block, and I know for everyone it might be something a little bit different. The intention here is that I release this block, that it's safe to let this go. So I'm just checking if anything that you're ready to release in childhood. And then we need to go, have we gotten to the root? We need to go right now. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is I'm asking, what is at the root? Okay, so the first thing that's coming up is shame. So there's something underlying here, this toxic emotion of shame. I release the shame on the layers and levels, and it's safe to let this go. Release it down to the cellular level and the molecular, the atomic and subatomic level. And the funny thing is about shame is that we might have cleared it before, but it's like you think about all the instances when we've been shamed on some level or whatever. So we're peeling away the layers. Okay, that feels good. Now, have we gotten to the root? Yeah, so, and it's so interesting how universal it is. Okay, good. I'm just looking. Robin just texted me and said, she's on the call moderating. Yay, thank you, Robin. All right, let me go back to the Facebook. I love technology that I can live in the and. And meet with all of you and still play with my family today. So let's see what we have here. I have more than enough time for what I need. I am focused. I think it's safe for me to step into that responsibility. Yeah, that's what it is. It's safe for me to step in the responsibility of being the income earner. I give myself permission to step into that responsibility. I have confidence in this transition from one, whether it's a company to another, from another job to another, in integrity and finances and car. I have the confidence about this transition. Because many of you are in a place of transition. I am attracting job opportunities everywhere I go. And opportunities flow to me. I'm open to receiving these opportunities. I'm living in that flow. Because I want you to think about it. Like right now, we've already done some clearing. So your energy is much better. But before we started on this call, the energy was weak on I'm open to multiplying my income. So at least, doesn't mean for everyone, but at least for some on the group, which means the energy goes, as a whole, goes weak. I'm I create. I feel relaxed about money. I love money. Money loves me. It's fun to make money. I enjoy taking care of my finances and building savings. I have grace around money. I enjoy a peaceful relationship with money. It's fun to play in this world. I release the fear that making more money means more work. And awesome! One of our Isabel just shared that she raised her prices at her clinic. And so that's the kind of work that we're doing. Like, as you raise your vibration, you feel worthy. I release the belief that making more money means less time with family. And I release the belief that there's too much going on. I'm living in now. I have more than enough time for what I need. I focus and get intimate with the moment. So much is, you know, we talked a lot about that relationship between intimacy and abundance, being in the moment. I mean, if I were to be, you know, just being honest about when I made a mess with money, like overspending, it was from not being intimate often. I mean, some of it, when I think about, like, when I would go on shopping sprees, I was not present at all. It was like a, you know, especially when I was, you know, several years ago when I really would go on these shopping binges. Just intimacy in the moment. Like even paying attention to when you take out your credit card or your debit card or you're paying for something, like just connecting with the shopping clerk, that there's an exchange. I release the belief. I'm not going to say it, the mind chatter, like Jen was talking about, just because it, I don't want to feed it. What I want to say is that I release disempowering beliefs about making money. I have what it takes to create wealth, to build my income. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I am confident that I can make this money before. So that this will help. Knowing that this is a vibration. These are not just affirmations that I'm reading. I'm riffing off of what you've shared. We're creating a new pattern. We're implanting a new pattern in your energy field and in your subconscious so that to redirect where you go so that you create something different. Now the thoughts, that is your responsibility. And your choice, your task is to focus on mastering your thoughts, paying attention. So which is cool. Like Jen was sharing about the mind chatter. And so now you're paying attention to it. You're paying attention and saying, oh, yeah, this is the mind chatter. This is what the mind is saying. It's not necessarily truth, but that's where the mind wants to say, like, you know, there's no way you could do this again. You know, and so that's when you start to rise above it. I focus on my successes. I focus on my success in manifesting, on the miracles, on the shifts. I think it's really important. Because there's a two different levels. Like, we're working on the energy, right? Right now we're clearing the blocks. It's for you to practice tools to shift so that your mind, you master the mind. So if you focus on, for instance, someone was sharing that my mind seeks to prove all the times when I haven't been successful with money. So one thing you could do is to write down your successes. Every little shift, every parking spot that you put out and you get this parking spot. you see a quarter on the floor. Or like I shared with you last week, my daughter manifested a puppy. When we first moved to Costa Rica, she said, "Mom, I want to rescue a puppy." I was like, "Yeah." I was not up for that right now. But this puppy followed us home, 2 miles. And it was almost, the doctor said a couple more hours that it would have died at tick fever. And she always wanted to rescue a puppy. So that's what she manifested. And so it's like paying attention to that, because every time you do, you build up the evidence, I am a powerful manifester. I am a powerful manifester. What else will I manifest? Big or small. I'm ready. Let's see. I have great confidence in my abilities and my power to receive the opportunities before me. Let's see here. I release the blocks around the how to earn an amazing income. I'm confident in my power to do so. I release the pressure of making money. Instead, feel the joy of serving. I release the blocks of unfocused activity. So, yeah, I am focused. I have clarity of the next step. What I do is creating service and value to others. Let's see. Yeah, I think the one thing is, and that's, if you're saying this, the blocks about how to earn an amazing income, it's focusing on one thing. Focusing, making sure that's the right thing, and then putting all your energy into it. I release the belief it's never happened before. I have the financial freedom and resource to pay off my financial obligations in full. I release beliefs that I'm alone or that I don't belong, that I have to be special to make it, that I'm not like those people or they don't deserve it. So let's put these frame these. I am worthy and deserving of success. I am worthy and deserving of a great life. One of the things that my mentor often says, and is that talent is not what creates success. It's often the most talented people are not the most successful. The most successful people, the ones at the top, it's mindset, it's their persistence. And the willing to show up and to think differently. And I know that, I definitely know that to be true. And so I think I hope that helps to kind of to repattern that. It's actually just being in that vibration. I am a success. I know what I was going to say. Off of Jen's comment, if you're in that vibration, as I was sharing with you earlier about my experience in really creating that tipping point of money flow, that is a vibration. And if you're in that vibration more consistently, that's all the work that we're doing is to keep you in that vibration of I am living in the flow of abundance. I am worthy and deserving of success. Because if you are, then it's true. It's true, even if it hasn't shown up yet. It's a vibration. Just as if you read my old journals, you would not have any inkling. It would be a high vibration. You would feel empowered. You'd be like, wow, you have an amazing life. And it's a way, it's still amazing. I have a lot of many, many blessings because it's a vibration. So that's what your focus is. You're creating this vibration of money flow. You are learning how to work with your energy and to master your thoughts. And that this is a, it's a gift. It's a tool, like it's accessible to every man and woman on this planet. And yet, that's why they call it the secret. You know, in that movie that came out, The Secret, you know, it kind of made it sound kind of a little bit esoteric or woo-woo, but they call it a secret because it's free to everyone, but, you know, only select people actually use these principles. And so that is what we are learning today. I am the creator of my own life. I have, I am healthy and thriving in my body. I let go and release being a victim and being a martyr. I am stronger than any challenge in my body. My mind is stronger than any challenge, and I rise above it. Let's see. I forgive myself for past mistakes, and I learn from that past mistakes. I am a leader. I am confident. I enjoy an amazing recovery. I release the fear. I enjoy a functional brain. I am fully supported by the universe in my life. See, I am recovering financially. I love my work and enjoy financial freedom and work freedom. I am following my dreams. I release the fear of success and the fear of failure, any fear of hurting myself. I am moving, getting intimate with, and moving through any pain. I am choosing, I have clarity about the next step and choosing a direction and sticking with it. Let's see, I love my life. I am balanced. So I don't know if you've noticed, like, there was one put a lot of things, but there was so much that was, like, written in the negative, and so I'm having to take time to, like, rewrite it, but it's so important to put it in the positive, because we're so powerful, and I don't want you to put more energy and passion into the negative, because then you're tipping the scales into creating more of that, and so if you want to fully thrive in your body, and it is completely possible, you have to be wildly committed to thriving in your body, wildly committed to navigating this. And that means mastering your thoughts. That means not putting energy into what you don't want. Really being super, super careful about what you put out into the universe. If that's what you really want is to thrive and to create abundance. I connect to habits that connect me with the abundance around me. I easily and joyfully find solutions. I reach out for help. I'm inspired by those who easily connect with their own abundance. I appreciate my own humanness and always breathe and get back up when needed. Oh, I love that. Life and love and abundance are always on my side. I gladly and easily step more into all of it. I realize that where I am is constantly changing for the better, and I always choose to connect with the world. Beautiful. Do I need to do another? Okay, so I feel the energy is getting kicked up, so let's do a clearing right now to align with what we shared so far, and then we'll move on. So there's some false beliefs and some deeper lodge blocks. Anything in childhood or adolescence that you're ready to release. And then also there's something generational. Clear the generational patterns. I release the belief that I have to struggle hard and give a lot more than I receive. Although I have to say, let's release the pattern of struggling hard. But one of the things Napoleon Hill says is that to create abundance, that you have to give more value than what you receive. That you have to give, that it's important to give more value than what you receive. So I thought that was really interesting. It's not like it's just this equal exchange. I release the thought pattern, I can't have it all. I can have it all. And let's see. I release the belief that people want to use me and cheat me. I am worth having an easy, affluent life, living in abundance. I clear the belief, I release the belief that if I focus on money and having a big income, I will lose my purity, creativity, and my innocence. Yeah, that's a good one. Or the belief I'm not meant to be rich and do great business. I can be authentic, pure in using my gifts in my sweet spot and create abundance and richness in my life. I have enough time to relax and work efficiently and effectively, allowing me and my creations to reach clients who are excited and grateful to pay for my work. I know that I am ready to present to clients in the time frame I'm given. Good enough to receive a healthy payment. Let's see, I'm compensated generously. I love doing my work in a relaxed state and being in the flow to receive money. I'm grateful for the abundance of money that comes to me. And so in this case, like if you're offering just think about the product, the gift that you're offering. I'm thankful that I have the action steps I need to take today to exceed my financial goals this week. They're easy because they're so fun for me to do. So one of the things, too, is that when we have a financial goal, it's good to – let me just give you an example. When I've been growing my company, I really don't – I don't focus on the money. I mean, I know I have a revenue goal. I have a goal for the year. I already hit my goal. For the year in my company, but I really focus on I would focus on clients that I'm attracting, those clients who really want to make that transformation in their life, who are really ready to step to manifest their dreams. That is who, and so I have a focus on how many, and so that's very different than like, oh, I got to make, you know, this amount. And that's not true. I have had a money goal, but if I have had a money goal, like I think last month, my goal was $100,000 in sales. But it was more of in a place of fun, just to see if I could, like, having the mental stamina to hit that number. It wasn't a place of like grabbing, so you have to be careful with your energy when we have like our financial goals. It's got to be like, I'm unattached to the outcome of how it shows up. I have more than enough to meet my expenses. I'm delighted that my business touches many lives and grows quickly this week. I'm grateful for my work that's completed and the accolades it receives and the finances to produce it comes easily. I'm so excited to pay my bills in full. I'm excited for the abundant resources to travel. I'm grateful and thankful for my six-figure income. And maybe for you, it's like whatever that is when you think about multiplying your income. I'm grateful and because all of us have a different number. Let's see here. I'm thankful I'm creating a balanced income that allows me to further develop all my projects. I love money and loves me. The energy is still weak on that, so let's go. Earning money is a natural flow of life. Breathing abundance is easy. I'm thankful for the income that allows me to release everything I need. And there was a really good one here that Lorna had shared that really touched me. You know, when you think about those generational patterns that get passed down. So let's just... you have anything generationally that's Lorna shared an experience in her family that can really create an imprint of why it's not okay to have money. And so it's very powerful to release that. So if you have any ancestral blocks that you're carrying around that you're ready to release, that's the intention right now, is to release it. I release the fear. It's safe for me to step into my power and to be visible. I believe people recognize me and value me and my services, who pay me what I ask. Now, there was something that Megumi was sharing, that my service is essential in people's lives, and that is not true. That is not true. Like, think about the world without music. What would our world be like without music and without art? Look at entertainment. I don't even know what number you want to put on the entertainment industry. It's not essential, if you want to put it in that sense, but they make a lot of money. So I wouldn't even put that out there. I'd say I am worth it. What I share is worth it, and I make a difference in people's lives. I'm attracting money flow, and I'm open to how it shows up. I release the pattern of getting defeated, and I release the habit of procrastination. I'm supported. My life is full of miracles, including with money. It's easy for me to earn money. I feel light about money. I'm miraculously supported for my needs, expectations, and desires. It's easy to ask for support. And I would suggest, Megumi, I would suggest scheduling a private call, because I feel like there's some coaching here for you, for us to really shift this, and some practices. I would go back and listen to those three calls in June on healing your relationship with money. Really start focusing on like some specific actions to heal, so that you can create that more money flow. Yes, there's a question about that. So this is the inner circle call, and later, for those of you there in the group, we have an A-Life call, which is about family. I vibrantly, helpfully, easily earn healthy income. These are all good. I'm working on all of these great, great affirmations. I'm not going to read them all, because I think just in the process, since we've been writing them, they're very, very good. I'm going to plug you all into them. I release any judgment of others. I can be successful and loving financially and trust it all as well and right in how things are working in the world. I find many opportunities to buy, improve, and flip in real estate. I have all the financing I need. I'm working with an incredibly talented team who are dependable and full of integrity, and I use my creativity to build amazing spaces that people want to own. I am in certainty and surety about up-leveling now. I'm building a coaching support business that supplies me with plenty of passive income. I'm respected as a person of wisdom by people all over the world who have read my book. I'm working in positive relationships and partnerships. I'm manifesting options from having faith that everything will work out and letting go of how it will show up. I continue enjoy to receive an abundance of money for my business and exceed my monthly money number goals. My group program is full. People are excited to join my year-long program. I can fully support myself while I'm learning so much at the same time. I enjoy receiving and giving love and adoration to my true love, perfect partner, and we allow our relationship to bloom and deepen, and we enjoy making music together and further our musical projects. So, yeah, I know we're over, so let me make sure we got all of these things, but I feel inspired. Let me just, I feel inspired to go to those affluence codes. So, let's see here. I'm going to look those up. If you'll just bear with me. Some of you remember we did, I did a call on manifesting true affluence, and there were 10 codes to manifesting affluence. And that's just coming up right now, so I feel like we need to go over them. So these are the master codes. I am affluent. Yeah, this is important because they're not the energies we've on it. I am divine. Limitless. So these are the, these are the 10 essential codes to manifesting affluence. These are the affluence codes. And these are super powerful. These were given to me just in inspiration. I'm divine, limitless. I'm fully realizing my potential. I am faith. I'm certainty. I'm courage. I'm love. I'm confidence. I am enough. I'm open to receiving. Believing is seeing. I'm abundance. It's strong, and I love money and lovely. Money loves me. I'm single focused to divine quarry and to my vision. Let's take a deep breath. We'll align with these. There's false beliefs in the womb, wish your life. Okay, so everyone, anything in childhood, anything in adolescence that you're ready to release. There's some lingering blocks, some false beliefs, some sort of deeper lodged ones. You go back. Have we gotten to the root? Is there anything else that we need right now? There's something else that we need. Okay. I'm going to do one more that's coming up right now. I just listen. I'm happy to lift these up right now. So, okay. We're also going to do the dream codes, which makes sense because they're so connected, right? So let me, you know what? I don't know that I have the dream codes here. Okay, well that's okay because I'll just plug you into those. It's a program. Okay. So these are the dream codes that I had shared on the other night. And if you're curious, we could ask Robin. Robin, could you post like one post on the affluence codes and then one post on the dream codes? That actually would be a great like infographic. I'll have to talk to Robin about that. So plugging into the dream codes, anything from childhood that you're ready to release? Anything that's an ancestral block that's preventing you from really stepping into your dreams and manifesting any false beliefs. Okay. That feels good. Energy feels good. Much less clear. Yeah, we need that little extra shift there. Stepping into your dreams. So I remember always something that Carolyn Cooper would say, and she said, I'm paraphrasing, clearing the block. Like, I am cleaning away the cobwebs, and it's your job to kill the spider. And the spider is our thoughts. And so as we do this work, as you have received this work, really take a focus on that mastery using the visioning cues I've shared with many of you, where you take an affirmation and you ask a question, that will help you in that vibration. So, for instance, why does more money come in and go out? Why do I attract such an amazing job? Why do I love my life? Why do I meet clients everywhere I go? Why is this the best month yet? Why does my income double and triple this year? It opens you up to the possibility, and you're focusing on what you want to create rather than focusing on what it is right now. So I'm sorry, I thought I would have more time, but there was so much, but you had so many great contributions. So I send you all lots of love. Hope you have an amazing month. And for those of you that are at A-Life, I will see you in another hour.
Bye.